Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry. I am so honored today because I have Jessica with me. Jessica is a US native of a Colombian origin and a UK undergrad and postgrad graduate. She has an entrepreneurship mindset and started her first business at 18. Since then, has started three different businesses in different countries with a mission of connecting people, places, and culture. And thank you so much for being here today, Jessica. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. And I would love for you to just dive into your journey, how you got here today, and then we can dive a little bit deeper.
Okay. Yes, that's fine. I can't believe that we met, when was it? During one of the most stressful moments so far in history, right?
Yes.
In history. It was during the pandemic, and it started with a platform that was very popular at that time, Clubhouse. And now we're here today. 3 years later, I can't believe that.
I know. Time flies. Like, to think what life was like on Clubhouse, because we're all on for all hours of the day, night, but the bonds that we created were so amazing. And I'm so grateful to have met you as well on that journey and just connecting with like-minded individuals. I think a lot of us were craving that. I know I was, but to connect with you was amazing.
Yeah, likewise. And I think that is just so powerful to get to know a person. It just showed how powerful it was to get to know a person through audio, right? Yeah. Because we met just by listening to each other's voices. And then the aftermath was we would jump on calls and then talk about partnerships, collaborations, whatnot. And we're here today. So it just shows the power of audio and of getting to know each other through conversations.
Absolutely. And that connection piece too, creating a community of people that you can resonate with, but it started with the voice. And I think that's incredible. You saw the picture and then the little bio, but really connecting with you. I think that speaks volumes too of how connection can really form in so many different ways. And I love what you do too, but I would love for you to just dive a little bit deeper of your business and how you got here today and what that journey has been like for you.
Yes, it all starts with my business is based on purely communications, which is why I was such a fan whenever I heard about Clubhouse, because I see that now in days we're always tied to our phones, but not on a conversational level, is more on looking for immediate results, posting photos, sending text messages. And I feel that the whole traditional way of conversing was being lost. But then I feel that is also coming back. And I found that through my businesses that I've created, it started through sharing my experiences as a foreigner traveling to foreign countries. And I always wanted to share my stories and what I've experienced more than just through pictures. But what helped me succeed in that platform, and I'll get into a little more details of exactly what I do, was really honing into the communication skills that I've built throughout the previous years. So one thing that people always ask me is, how have you managed to build three different businesses in three different countries? And how does that look like? And I said, first is really knowing who you are, what you're good at, what you're not good at, and also knowing how to effectively communicate across borders. So not just within your market, but in other markets. Because as you know, nowadays, we're in a more international markets, right? So it's not just local, is more on a global scale. Right. And pretty much that is what my business is connecting people, places, and cultures. whether it's professionals, whether it's travel enthusiasts, or whether it's aspiring entrepreneurs. So I created a media company that helps with marketing, business consultation, business coaching, and I've also created a travel platform that helps promote locations, not through landmarks, pretty restaurants, or pretty photo spots, but much more learning about the culture, learning how to engage and immerse with the people at these specific destinations to lessen stereotypes and to enhance cross-border communications when it comes to traveling.
And I love what you do, because I think too, it just speaks to who you are as a person. And I love that's where it starts as well, of being able to connect and understand two different cultures, because a lot of times we don't get to experience it unless we travel or get outside of our comfort zone to another country and how they live, how they function in the world. But being able to bridge that, I think, is so beautiful how you've been able to merge it, because it is allowing yourself to see from the eyes of different people, not just the pretty restaurants and like photo spots and all that great.
Which that's always nice to see, of course. And I also love to share, and I like to see that myself too. But each place and each person that you meet, you get to learn so much about others, but you also get to learn a lot about yourself, which I feel that's very motivating too.
There's depth to it. And that's what I was getting at too, of like understanding, like it's more than just like the surface level, but really diving deeper. And like what you just said too, like connecting with yourself first and foremost. And because I know when I've traveled, I learned so much about myself in certain situations of what's going on and how I'm interacting with people, especially if I don't speak the language and I'm like, what are they saying? I don't know. And I feel so ignorant, but it's just like, I wasn't taught that growing up. I wasn't exposed to that as much as I am now. And I find it so important to go to different cultures, even if it's a different like kind of restaurant where you're eating different food, but really talking to the staff and the people that are there, or going to a museum and learning the history behind that culture, whatever it may be. Even when I lived in LA, I was constantly going to different places because I felt like I've been missing out for so long because I grew up in South Florida where you have culture, but you're not exposed to as much in like LA or different countries.
So exactly what you just said. And that's what really attracted me, because I grew up in the States. I grew up in Florida, actually, in Orlando. And growing up in Orlando, I come from a Colombian background. So whenever my family moved from Colombia to Orlando, we moved at the same time that a lot of other Colombians were migrating to Central Florida. So growing up, I had all Latin friends, and I was always part of the Latin community. Mm-hmm. And when I had the choice to, after high school, to move away and go to college, I decided not to go to college in the state that I grew up in, or in the same country, but I wanted to leave the country and not associate myself with any more Colombians. Mm. Not because I don't like my culture, I love my culture, mm-hmm. but I wanted something more. And I saw that there was a future with really involving myself with different cultures, getting to learn different languages outside of my own. And I've always been keen on the best way to learn is by getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. So really stepping outside of my comfort zone. And when I had the opportunity to do so, I decided to study abroad. And I moved when I was in my early 20s, when I was 20, to the UK. And I started my undergrad there. And I then led into my postgrad in the UK. Mm-hmm. And during my time there, I met everyone that I could that was not from Latin America, but they were from different parts of the world. And that's how my travel platform grew. It was getting to visit my friends that lived in other countries after we graduated. And they were the ones taking me through where they grew up in India, where they grew up in Dubai, in Lebanon, and I was getting to experience that destination through the lens of a local. And it's how Travel with Curl started, actually, was sharing my foreign experience as a foreigner in a foreign country.
I love that you just were exposed to so many different cultures going to a different country for school, because I think that kind of like helps it a little bit versus if you don't have like a little, like not a safety net, but kind of like a safety net where you're built in with this community, but being able to really take that opportunity to go visit where they grew up and like have those experiences. I'm just like, yes, I wish I had that. But no, I think it's so cool that you were able to really tap into that. And that's where Travel with Curls started. And from that and being able to really harp in on that platform, what were those next steps as you were building just your platform, sharing your journeys with everybody? What were those next steps looking like for you?
Yeah, so those next steps were really much, I knew that I wanted to start a business. I wanted to start a business that I was passionate in, because I kept on seeing myself traveling, exploring these different cultures and really connecting with professionals in other countries. So I started Travel with Curls, and Travel with Curls was much more of a advertisement platform for specific businesses that were located in certain destinations. And what I did was I gathered the connections that I made from each place, and I knew what I needed. I knew that I needed to build a team. So to build a team, I wanted to know exactly what is it that I know that I'm good at? What is it that I know that I am not an expert in? I think the first thing that you should always think about whenever you open or start a business is knowing what your strengths are, your weaknesses are, your opportunities, and what your threats. So I always like to look through the SWOT analysis, because then, and it wasn't always like this. I started a business and a business idea, and I failed before. I failed many times, but through those failures, I was able to execute Travel with Curls in a proper way. So I would say, don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone. And don't be afraid to have doubts and to have fears, because it just shows sometimes that you are going towards the right direction and that you're passionate about it and that you care. Mm-hmm. So I connected with some of the people that I met in these different countries, and I knew that I wanted a graphic designer. I knew I wanted someone to help me with project management. So I started to build a team, an international team. Some people from the States, some people from the other countries that I visited. And then from there, I started communicating with other professionals. I knew what problems my company was trying to solve. And then I connected those solutions to certain problems that the audience was looking to solve. And that's how I was able to bridge the gap between what Travel with Curls offers and what the audience of Travel with Curls was in need of and could use the services to enhance their business goals, to become better within their realm of the market.
That's so true. Like, just even thinking of like knowing what your strengths, your weaknesses are, what you needed to bring in to create that team. And how did you go about finding these individuals to create that team? Because people are like, yeah, I need a team, but like, what do I do? Where do I even start?
I started as a freelancer myself. So before I started my business, I was working with businesses, and both in the startup and the scale-up sectors, because I wanted to really dive in deep into how other businesses are doing it. So it's not reinventing the wheel, it's just really copying what has been done out there that has been successful and putting it in your own way for it to work for you, right? So that's exactly what I did. I knew that I needed to get a team in the future, but I first needed to be part of a team myself. And through Travel with Curls platform, I was able to get certain freelancing gigs that I started to be part of a team. And then within that team of my clients, I then gathered the right people and the right connections that I knew who I wanted to work with. I knew exactly the type of skill sets that I needed to look for in these type of individuals. Mm-hmm. And it was all through communications. Whenever I would go visit a certain country or talk to a friend or someone that I've met, the conversations just come up like, hey, so what is it that you do for a living? What mm-hmm. is it that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a job opportunity? Because I'm actually looking to hire talent. So it's just knowing when to ask the right questions. Mm-hmm. And then it all just starts from there, pretty much how you and I are speaking today right now, right?
Yeah, communication's everything. And it just goes to show too, being able to build those relationships. And I think that's like what I'm hearing as well, being able to know people in different places, knowing what they have to offer, what you have to offer, what you're looking for, but then just asking the questions. Because I think sometimes people might be afraid to ask the question, or, oh, they're not interested, or anything along those lines when it comes to business sometimes. I don't know if you've ever run into that.
Of course. I've even run into myself, me being afraid to ask, or me second guessing if I should ask something or not. And whenever I'm either doubtful if I should ask it or not, or even initiate the conversation, that's when I know that I should do it the most. Because it's sometimes whenever we hold ourselves back is because we know that there's a potential opportunity and we're just afraid of rejection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one thing that I've learned is that there's no such thing as rejection, because it's just another form of redirection. Every rejection is just going to lead you closer to that yes. So I always tell people, you know what, be grateful for those rejections, be grateful for those no's, because they're helping you either redefine your approach, use it as, you know, beta testing, like, okay, that didn't work, then what can I do to improve it for the next time whenever I approach someone else within that same industry? And also it filters out the people that are just not meant for your business. Mm. And it gets you closer to more of a niche market, which is exactly what you want to focus on whenever you're starting a business. You can't just approach anyone, and not everyone is going to be your audience.
Right.
I read this one book by Gary Keller called The One Thing. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he is one of the most successful real estate professionals in the States. And what I love about that book is that he focuses on really you getting good at that one thing that you can specialize in, the one thing that people will know you for, the one thing that that sets you apart from everything else that you're good at, because we're all good at more than one thing, right? Mm-hmm. But once we focus on really promoting ourselves and owning into our one thing that we're good at, then that's where we're going to find our niche. That's where we're going to find our target audience. And once that's defined, then it's going to be easier to focus on the other things that you're also good at.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's like the foundation piece, right? Once you're able, I forgot who, I heard this like recently on a podcast, I'm totally basing who it was, but they were talking about when you are good at that one thing, just like Gary says, but like that one thing that can really allow you to become successful in it, it makes it that much easier in the process of building another business or building something else, because you've already have the tool set to take that and bridge it to the next thing. And I know you don't just have Travel with Curls as well. You have another business too. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So my other business, I opened it with my business partner in Norway called Single and Entrepreneuring. It is a platform for single entrepreneurs and solopreneurs to connect with one another, bridging the cultural communication gap. So It's connecting people from Norway to other parts of the world and other parts connecting them to Norway. Mm-hmm. And our tagline is catch feels or business deals. So you can find your next partner in life or your next partner in business.
I love it. I love the creativity of it all too, because I think it's great. Again, like what we've been talking about is that connection piece. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. Maybe 20 years ago, life would have been a little bit more challenging to be able to connect with, like, how we have social media and technology, how it's advanced so much, especially in other countries, I think maybe more than the US. But to speak to that, I love that you were able to create this platform essentially to really help people connect, whether it's their life partner or business partner. But I think too, it's finding those people that resonate, just like even your niche, resonating with what makes sense for you. And that's going to resonate with your audience. But I love the idea that you came up with your business partner and being able to let that flourish as well. And what was that process like of building that?
Well, as you mentioned before, once you have a certain foundation or a certain template that you know works well for you, that you know that you know how you're going to execute it, that you have the right tools and you're well equipped. Once you have that foundation set, then any other business idea that you have in mind is just knowing how to activate it and implement the pieces together. So it's just readjusting one of the templates into the categories of what is it that your concept, how is it going to help solve someone's problem? What's the problem? And how are you going to execute that solution to solve that problem, right? So I always try to think of it that way, because then there you're already creating a concept that, you know, there is a problem out there in the market, and you are going to be the platform that those people with that problem are going to go to in order to solve an issue that they know that they have, or an issue that they didn't know that they had until they met you or found your concept. So in the beginning, most of the reasons why I built the certain businesses that I did with Travel with Curls, Conquer Media, which is my marketing media company, and now with Single and Entrepreneuring, it all started through pain points. It started through challenges that I endured during my entrepreneurship route. And I turned that pain into purpose, because I knew that I wasn't going through these challenges alone. And there were other people, whether they were professionals or travel enthusiasts, that were facing these certain challenges. And I wanted to create something that was going to solve or enhance their current experiences or situations. So with Single and Entrepreneuring, myself and my business partner, we were both scammed over $50,000 collectively. Mine was through a dating app, Hinge. I was dating a guy for 6 months and he ended up scamming me $25,000. And my business partner, he was also scammed, not through a dating app, but just a regular crypto scam. So instead of us pondering on all the crappy stuff that ended up happening to us, you know, losing money, me losing just a lot of trust in my emotional side, we both decided to create a platform where entrepreneurs feel safe to exchange contacts, to create genuine relationships in both business and in personal life, and really getting better at knowing how to communicate effectively with other markets, bridging that communication and cultural gaps. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to be the facilitators in order to bring all of that together. And we started it less than a year ago in Norway. And today we have scaled outside of Norway and now integrated into the UK market.
Oh, that's amazing. Not that you experienced that, but just a preface. but what you're able to turn that pain into purpose. And I think that's a really pivotal point that a lot of entrepreneurs face and a lot of people face. We can either allow it to become a label for us, or we could take it and really run with it and make it something that could really help others as well, so they don't have those same experiences. Because I think that's where we learn the lesson and we're able to give back in a way that can be so powerful. And so we don't have to like not have those safe spaces, because I think that's so vital in every area of our life to have those safe spaces.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more, because it's sometimes whenever we're so accustomed to being within those four walls of the safe space, as you would say, is whenever we're holding ourselves back. Yeah. And when we're not challenging ourselves, or we become complacent, and then we wonder why we're not happy, why we feel depressed, or why we're demotivated. But just giving yourself that opportunity to at least experience something that's outside of your comfort zone. You just never know what the outcome is going to be.
Very true. Very true. Because the silver lining's there. It's just sometimes you don't see it when you're in the mud of it.
Exactly. And now thinking back where I'm today, compared to when I was first starting my journey as a post-grad student and going into the business route, I would have never done half of the things or all of the things that I've done if it wasn't for allowing myself to leave that area of comfort of me knowing, you know, where to go to if I had a challenge in a certain sector. I know I can go to this person down the streets where I grew up, but just you having those same challenges in a different country and not knowing who to reach out to, not having your family, not having your close friends that you grew up with, siblings, whatnot, it really challenges you and it helps you become a better problem solver, thinking quicker on your feet. That's one thing that I always encourage people to do. Do one thing that you would tell yourself, I would never do that, or I can never see myself doing that. It's whenever you do at least experience it or try to experience it, is whenever you really get to know yourself in a different way. And if you do want to become an entrepreneur, the best thing to do is to fail, is to let yourself, you really need to hit rock bottom in order to be a successful entrepreneur. If you don't let yourself fail, if you don't let yourself get rejected, if you don't let yourself feel, I mean, the worst, then you're never going to know how to get yourself out of certain situations that, I mean, it's in there that they're inevitable to happen whenever you're taking the route to starting your own business.
I'm just letting that all sink in, because, you know, when I first started my journey, I was terrified to fail and like I didn't understand the concept. And I think that's such a valuable lesson that every one of us have had to learn. And people that are perfectionists, I know I'm a recovering perfectionist, is really hard for me to, I couldn't even get it out there, but be able to fail, because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be judged, or this isn't good enough. But recognizing when we do fail, it's a redirection. And you've been saying that, like even before this call too, like when we were talking about redirecting our lives in the way we're supposed to follow the path that's right for us. It might not seem like that in that moment, but recognizing there might be a better idea coming that it just needs a little bit more time or something tweaked in order to get it to that next step. And I love that you shared all of that, because I think it's so relevant for everybody listening. And with your business, I know it's been scaling. What has it looked like to scale each of your businesses? Because I know you have three, but what has been that process? I know it's kind of like that same template, but they're different businesses as well.
Yeah, I think it's really important. Something that I always tell myself, man, if I only knew now, or if I only knew then what I know now, I would have done so many things in a different way, right? Mm-hmm. And that's starting with, well, we see it today is a lot of people promoting how to be successful in 30 days or how to start a business in a few weeks and become successful entrepreneur. And what has helped me actually manage these different projects and businesses and clients is really focusing in myself, like on my physical health, mental health, and really creating a strong personal foundation as who is Jessica, what triggers me, how can I avoid certain triggers, or if that happens, how can I respond in a more calm manner. So it's really getting to know yourself yourself in a personal level, because then it's going to reflect on how you are as a professional. Mm-hmm. And it's first developing those strengths as a person and as a profession before I started or before you start any journey. So what has helped me in starting these businesses is really knowing who I am and what I can bring to the table, and also what are the components that I need in order to find someone that can help me bring this opportunity to light, because I've never been one that likes to work alone. I love sharing the success with someone else. I love failing together, because we both learn from that failure in order for us to come back 10 times stronger. Mm-hmm. So it has been a journey in all three businesses and knowing how to find the right people, the right team, and really all of us being on the same page, right? Mm-hmm. So something that I've always been passionate in is, as I mentioned many times, is in communication, because mm-hmm. it's really not what I know that has helped me into what I'm doing today, but is who I know, and who I know is through how I've connected with them. Mm-hmm. And I mean, my Instagram, if you see Travel with Curls, it has like 3,000 followers, if that. It's not much at all. But I've never focused on the actual growing my following and being this huge online influencer, sort of say, but is much more on the connections that I've made on offline that have helped me really bring my businesses to where they are today, because of the connections that I've made offline. To me, that's much more important than how you appear online. And that's something that I always try to tell anyone that's starting their own business. Don't focus on the followers. Don't focus on how you are going to look like online, but really focus on the longevity of your business. And the longevity of your business starts with the communication and the connection that you have with your business partners, with your clients, with anyone that's part of your audience that's going to accelerate your business and take it to the next step. So it's really focused more on how you can continuously improve yourself as a business and also as a person, not just online, but offline.
Mm, that was so powerful, because I believe truly that it is those relationships that build your business with you. And it's not the follower count, because I know so many people that I've spoken to offline that would say they have thousands, tens and thousands of followers, but the engagement's not there. The like actual depth of the conversations might not be there, because it's like chasing those followers. And there's nothing wrong with having a lot of followers by any means. But I think to your point, I think it's so important, those the value of each relationship we build and how that we can help that person, but the person can help us. It's an equal street, I think, like goes back and forth of being able to be there to support each other because you want to, not because I like keeping track, you did this, I'm going to do this, like anything like that, but really understanding the value of people, the value of relationships, personal, business, any capacity. And a lot of times, sometimes business becomes personal or vice versa, because you're building such a great foundation, whether it is becoming a business partner that has been friends with you for a while, but really recognizing that ground and that foundation is you, like how you're showing up, the relationship you have with yourself, and how that you show up just in the world is going to really shine light on everything around you as well. And just being curious of how that looks in that relationship and how it can really build. And I love that you said about the follower account, but it's really about those relationships, because without those, that's like the end consumer. That's the business. That's the friendship. That's everything, because social media could go down tomorrow. God forbid. But
and also it's a way that I have found my clients, a way that I have found or built my community. Mm-hmm. It has been through doing the most fearful of them all that people think of is, yes, door knocking practically in a mm-hmm. way, but it means doing in-person, face-to-face pitches, mm-hmm. conversations.
Yeah.
Because yes, online, how I see online presence is much more of a portfolio, right? But mm-hmm. of course, if you want to go into like advertisement and all of that, that's a way to get many different people mm-hmm. to look at your stuff. But the core foundation of your business and how you get the right clientele for case studies, for testimonials, it's really on you putting yourself out there, going to these networking events, mm-hmm. practicing your sales pitch, your elevator pitch, and really getting to know how people respond on a emotional level whenever you speak to them face to face. Look at their body language. Body language is so important because it's going to help you how to be socially aware of different environments, right? That's one thing that I know. Again, everything that I'm saying now is not because I succeeded at first try. No, it's been 15 years. It's been 15 years of me experiencing the best of the entrepreneurship route and also the worst. So I am just sharing what I know now that I wish I knew back then. So it wouldn't have taken me as long as it has and as many failures that I've experienced to be where I'm at now. But one thing is for sure that I would always continue doing is that in-person communication. And even whenever COVID was a thing, yeah. or we weren't allowed to be face to face, mm-hmm. it's just knowing how to communicate through audio, through phone calls, not just texting, right? And it's not just emailing, it's getting on the phone and actually having a conversation with that individual, getting to know how to ask the right questions, not thinking that it's going to be on that first phone call or that first email sent that you're going to get that customer or that client, is knowing the whole process of the journey that it takes. Because, you know, social media, it does show us that things happen overnight or in an instant. It's instant gratification. And that's what we're so used to nowadays, is things happening fast. But in reality, when it comes to business, when it comes to building these relationships, it's the trust first that needs to be built. You need to build that trust-based relationship before you can even sell, pitch, or even have them become one of your partners, because you really need to get to know the person or that individual before you can request any call to action. Like, what is it that you're trying to look? And what I've noticed too is that nowadays people, it doesn't matter what part of the world you are from, as long as you know exactly how to speak to them, giving them who you are, what is it that you do, what is it that whatever you do solves a certain specific issue or problem, and what is it that you want from that individual? Like, people don't want any more sugarcoating, like, oh, it would be so great if I get to talk to you because I just want to connect with you. It's like, no, yeah, you want to connect with me, but why?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you want me on your podcast in the next 2 weeks? Is it because you want to build a business together? Or is it because you want me to purchase either the product or service that you offer?
Mm-hmm.
People find that so much more valuable, and they respect you once you tell them exactly what you're looking for out of them. Or you simply just want to extend your network. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Extend it and expand it elsewhere. So people are now in the business world, and if you don't tell them, then they're going to ask you. And then whenever they ask you, they might catch you off guard and you're not going to know how to respond. And then you're going to feel like you screwed up or whatnot. But yeah, it's a different world out there when it comes to business nowadays. People just get straight to the point. Tell me what you want.
Yeah.
But tell me in a respectful and personable way, being yourself still.
That's really good advice. And I think too, it's just people appreciate the directness, because I know, like, just even on social media, I'll get like direct messages of certain things that are happening, or just like, oh, like, you'd be perfect for this. And like, it's direct, but the way they go about it too, like, we don't have any relationship yet. But I think it's what you said too, building that trust factor and being truthful as well of why you're speaking to somebody, and don't beat around the bush, because everybody is busy. Everybody has a lot on their plate. But if it's a great opportunity, they might be like, okay, yeah, let's talk about it. But I think it's just really, again, being yourself and standing in that, but also being genuine and direct at the same time. And that can be a hard balance for people that have never been in the business world, if they're starting a business for the first time, of how to go about that, if they're selling a product versus a service, like all of those factors. But I think you touched on it so beautifully of like how it all comes together. And again, like, the foundational piece is communication, because it's, I agree, like, most communication is nonverbal, especially in person. You can see how people are standing or talking to you, looking in the eye or looking down. Like, is there confidence? Is there not? Like, I know we could go on a whole tangent of that, but we won't today. But I just appreciate the fact that you're able to really conceptualize that and share that, because I think it's something that's not talked about as much when it comes to the communication factor of a business. And I know that ties into your business, but also just how we show up, because we're always communicating, whether it's verbally or non-verbally, in those capacities. But with all of that being said, I know you've given us so many amazing tips and advice, but what would be your top two tips that you could give entrepreneurs on this journey?
Yes. The top two tips, like you said, there's many, right? There's many things that I could say, but one is to really, that's really good. It's really know how you are as a person when it comes to, because whenever you are going into in the entrepreneurship route, there are going to be many challenges. There are going to be many things that are going to happen that are not good. So it's really allowing yourself to not beat yourself down because things didn't happen the way that you expected it to turn out. But instead, always look at it as a pivotal point. Like, what is it that I could have done differently? Learn from it. How can I improve so that this doesn't happen again? And what did I learn from it? Because every failure and every setback is only an opportunity for you to come back stronger and for you to come back and take 10 steps forward.
Mm.
And regardless whether you've already accomplished one milestone, every new chapter that you start as an entrepreneur or that you go into, you're always going to have challenges. You're always going to have setbacks. That's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that every single challenge that you face is only going to get you ready and prepared for the next challenge.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. The second one is know how to say no It's so important because whenever you start, and I'm saying this from personal experience, whenever you start the journey as an entrepreneur, you want to say yes to every opportunity that comes your way, because you either A, want the money, want the person to be part of your team, you want to be liked by your peers and by your audience, but not every opportunity is a good opportunity for your business. So by saying no to certain things, you save yourself time, you can save yourself money, and you can actually focus on other priorities that will help move your business forward. And with that, with by saying no, it's also good for you to say, I don't know. Because we all are not geniuses in everything. And one thing that was very hard for me, because I used to be very prideful, was that I didn't know that saying I don't know was actually one of the strongest features that a person can have when they are business owners or whenever they're going into the entrepreneurship route. People respect you if they ask you a question and you tell them I don't know, more than if you tell them I do know and then they find out later that that was not the truth. So by telling yourself that you need to bring your pride down, if you don't know something, it's okay that you mention that you don't know, but then let them know, I don't know, but I can either find out for you or I can find someone that does know. And then that's whenever you know what type of team you need to build or what type of partner you will need to actually have on board in order to help your business move forward. I think I mentioned three instead of two, so sorry.
No, they're all phenomenal. And I think it's a testament to the business world and how we can really navigate it more effectively and efficiently, but it goes through trial and error and that's okay, but just keep going. And I agree, like the statement, I don't know, has gotten me so much further than saying like, yeah, I do. And then like figuring it out. But like, I think there's a strength in saying that because I do see that how that shifted for me, even in the beginning, because I didn't want to look like I didn't know. I would like, of course, research it right after, figure it out. But I'm totally guilty of that. But I think like the more I've been like, yeah, I don't know, but I'll find out instead has really moved things for me. But anyways, with all of that being said, I would love to know just the one or two client success stories that you could share from any of your businesses. And then, yeah.
Yeah. One of the most recent ones with Single and Entrepreneuring, we hosted our first event June 8th of 2022 in Oslo. And our mission was to bring professionals together again so they can either connect on a professional or on a personal level. And we were able to, at our first event, connect two investors together so they can start a new venture. And also we have built work opportunities within our community. So our videographer has had the opportunity to connect with the professionals within our community, and he has gotten a lot more work from that. So just seeing the success rates within our small community that we've built in a very small country, and now seeing it grow to where it's going today in the UK, it really defines that our vision has impacted people, not just in one sector or in one market, but it is impacting others in different markets. And it defines that we are connecting people and places and cultures. So I would say that that is a huge success for our members within our community who are like our clients. Yeah.
That's amazing. I love hearing those stories of just like how the connection piece of people that didn't know each other beforehand, but then coming together at this event and being able to really shed light of like, oh, this would be a great venture, and being able to build upon that.
Exactly. And one more success story is Actually, I had one client that I met from Clubhouse, and she wanted business coaching. So she had an idea, has a great idea in that she wanted to put out for the travel industry. And I was coaching her through the process, what she should do, what she shouldn't do. And she did not just take in what I told her or what was being said throughout our whole sessions, but she went above and beyond and she executed it so nicely and in such a good way that I ended up hiring her as part of my team.
Oh, wow.
And she is helping me now publish my book. So right now I'm going through a whole process of publishing my, it's an actual workbook. So it's not just a book that shares certain stories and experiences that I face, but also how I have solved it and the techniques, communication skills, business skills, travel skills, all of that, how it has helped me excel into what I'm doing today as a business owner, and how people can then reflect and write down in these journals how they would have solved each situation if it would have happened to them. It also helps them reflect on certain challenges that they're currently facing and how they're going to take those certain skill sets and implement it into their own challenge and turning into their own solution. So becoming much more reflective and knowing how to be more responsive and implement what you put into on paper, manifesting and all of that. So yeah, and we've been working together now for 2 years, ever since Clubhouse.
Wow, what a story. When is the book or the workbook coming out?
It is coming out this summer, actually. So if you go on my Instagram, actually, if you really go on it, I started to a little bit put the tagline out there of the title. So it's in my bio, is break down before you build up. So that's just a little teaser. And I said a little bit more than what I should have, but that's coming soon, really soon, actually.
Yes, I'm so excited for you. I didn't know this, but we definitely, once it's there, you got to let us know so we can put it in the link for people to purchase it. And yes, with all of that being said, Jessica, where can people find you, use your services? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Yes. So you can find my Travel with Curls platform following my Instagram page, Travel with Curls. That's the handle. And for my services, business coaching, marketing, you can find me at conquermedia.live, LIVE. And that is much more for marketing services. And if you want to become a member of the Single and Entrepreneuring, if you're a scale up or a startup, this is a great platform for you to connect with the European market. You can find us at Single and Entrepreneuring. It's pretty long, but I know, Caroline, you're going to link all of this information below, but.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Jessica, for your time, your energy, and just being so transparent in your journey and how you got here today. I know I'm appreciative of it. I'm sure everyone listening is as well, but thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Jessica today? What was the biggest lesson that maybe you learned from her journey? I'm sure she would love to see it. And we will see you on the next video.